I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Either God enjoys creating a people who are constantly thirsty and have parched lips, or God knows that in putting us in places where our needs and we are most vulnerable and have real needs, that we are most dependent upon Him. Mm-hmm. Needs are so crucial because they are God's inbuilt way of constantly reminding us how dependent we are. Mm-hmm. And when we think that we can fulfill all of our own needs, we are no longer in our minds and hearts dependent upon God. I had a friend who is a sociologist at a local university who told me once that when you look at statistics, the more affluent and well-off someone is, the less likely it is that they are going to be a person of faith, and more particularly a Christian. But when you go to the poorest of the poor, the lowest socioeconomic classes, you go to places where people have their least of their needs met, ironically and counterintuitively, people believe in God more in those places. And I said, I asked him why. I said, why in the world is it that people believe in God when they have least of their needs met? And he said this, and this has always stuck with me. He said, God always goes closest to those who need Him most. Mm-hmm. God is always closest with those who need Him most. And that principle plays itself out over and over and over in the Bible. The most dependent, the most hungry, the most thirsty are the ones who are the most dependent upon God.
Now, AJ, we have just a couple of minutes left, and I know there's people who are listening today who feel like they're in that desert place. I'm wondering if you would just be willing to close the program in prayer and just praying for those who are listening today who maybe haven't asked the question but are really wondering kind of why they're stuck wandering.
I would be honored to. Can we pray? Let's do that. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I thank you for the deserts that you've placed us in. We don't always know why you've done it, God, why we are where we are. We don't often know how we arrived here, but we do know, and we respond to the reality that, God, you are with us in the desert, and you are with us in our needs, and that we pray together now as your people and invite you to, as you did in the desert, rain down manna on our lives, but not just physical manna, but bread from heaven, and that is Jesus, that you would rain down bread from heaven, who is Jesus, into our lives. May we eat of you and drink of you and remember this new covenant that we have, and that is the covenant of God's grace and mercy in Jesus that we find in his death and resurrection. We cling to you, Jesus, when we don't have answers. We eat you when we don't have anything else to eat. You are our hope, our salvation, and we trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.